ABC Radio Australia.
The Fijian government is really, really upset at being overlooked for an invite to the US President's Leaders Summit on climate change later this month. How upset? Well, it called on the most senior diplomat at the US Embassy in Suva for an explanation as to why Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama did not get a seat at the virtual table. It also appears to be annoyed that the President of Marshall Islands, David Kabua, did get an invite. Our reporter Liam Fox has been following the story. Well, first up, what is the summit about, Liam?
Climate change is a big deal for Joe Biden. On his first day in office as the US president, he returned the country to the Paris Agreement on climate change, from which his predecessor, Donald Trump, had withdrawn. His administration has described the summit as a, quote, key milestone ahead of the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow in November, which is also known as COP26. The US is set to announce an ambitious 2030 emissions target ahead of the summit to encourage other major polluters to do the same. The virtual summit is hoping to bring together 40 world leaders, 17 of those from countries which are responsible for 80% of greenhouse gas emissions, and Australia is among those. But the leaders of other smaller countries have been invited as well, such as Singapore, Antigua and Barbuda, and of course, Marshall Islands.
And so is that part of the reason the Fijian government is upset that the Marshall Islands got an invite but it didn't?
Well, that appears to be part of the reason, though a major part seems to be that Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama believes himself to be the Pacific's preeminent climate change spokesperson. The move to call in the acting head of the US Embassy in Suva, Tony Grubel, for an explanation for the non-invitation is quite extraordinary. And we can thank the slavishly pro-government Fiji Sun newspaper for insight into what happened at that meeting. It's published some quite specific details of what was discussed, which is safe to assume came directly from the government. Mr. Grubel met with former Foreign Minister, now Special Envoy to the Pacific Islands Forum, Ratu Inoke Kumbumbola. According to The Sun, he told Mr. Grubel Fiji's been at the forefront of climate change discussions for small island states, and he conveyed the PM's disappointment that the Pacific Islands Forum had been sidelined. The forum's leaders' meeting is, of course, due to be held in Fiji this year, and Mr. Bainimarama is the chairman. Ratu Inoke also asked why the Marshall Islands had been invited. And according to The Sun, he told Mr. Grubel to convey the PM's disappointment to Washington. One person who follows these issues closely of climate change diplomacy and climate change diplomacy is Dr. Wesley Morgan from Griffith University, and asked him why it appears the Fijian government is so upset.
They were president of the UN climate talks in 2017. And I think Bainimarama, Fiji Prime Minister, sees himself as a climate champion. And last year, when President Biden was elected the US president, Fiji was the first country in the world to congratulate Biden. And at the same time, Bainimarama invited Biden to come to the Pacific Islands Forum, which will be hosted by Fiji later this year. And so I think not being invited to this summit on Earth Day has rubbed people up the wrong way in Fiji. They're feeling excluded from this summit.
Are they being a little bit precious here? They seem to think they're the only legitimate voice on climate change in the Pacific.
The Fiji government perhaps is being a little precious, because there are certainly other countries that have been very strong climate advocates, and the Marshall Islands have been really influential in global diplomacy on climate change, particularly over the past decade. They were crucial for the 2015 Paris Agreement.
Dr. Wesley Morgan from Griffith University there. Has there been any response from the US?
Well, the US Embassy in Suva has told local media the summit's primary objective is to encourage major economies to increase their pollution reduction ambitions. The embassy said the summit wants to capture as many diverse viewpoints as possible, and that's why other voices were invited. And it said the summit is just one of several major climate-related events that will occur in the lead-up to COP26 in Glasgow. And for those interested in watching US President Joe Biden's summit, the proceedings will be publicly live-streamed.
Liam Fox, thank you.